Welcome to this time of refreshing. This is a radio message that was preached from the platform of Kingdom Word Ministries by Pastor Banky.
We have been speaking on cooperating with the seasons in life's adventures. Now, we have said there are many adventures in life. Those are the things we are looking at. If you are getting married, it's one of the things that we are talking about. If you are starting out a career in life, be it academics, civil service, your own business, you are starting out a ministry, there are seasons before you get to the peak of your results in life. And all these seasons span your entire lifetime. Therefore, there is no hurry. You don't need to convert the season that should come when you are in your 50s, and you want to make it come when you are in your 20s. It's one of the lies that Satan tries to sell to young people. He wants them to get their results now. And like we said in previous times, it is not the right thing to do. We have said again that these seasons we are describing relate to the life of those that want to get results that we endure, the results of God. Like John said in 1 John chapter 5, he said, whatever is born of God overcomes the world. So we are talking about the results in life that will be born of God. So if you want your adventures in life, all these things in life that you might be getting involved in, to come out successful according to the power of the Spirit of God, then you must be ready for these seasons. You must not be in a hurry. You must not try to convert one into another. You must just allow each season to take its proper place. Recognize the season that you are in and cooperate with that season so that you can get the maximum effect from that particular season. So there are five seasons we've described. The first season is the season of sit down and count, in which what you are going for is a bread for your next season. You are going for the wisdom for salvation. And this one comes to you as a result of meditation and prayer. Now, we said that after you have obtained your wisdom for salvation, the next thing you go into, which is the second stage, is the stage of the trial of your faith. I've emphasized that that stage is temporal. It does not last forever. It is just a temporal season in which God separates the men from the boys, in which God separates those who really love him from those that are only looking for what he can give to them. That is the season of the trial of your faith. That is the season in which the wisdom for salvation or the rhema word of God into your life does not appear to be getting quick results. And what is actually begetting for you alone is nothing but trials and persecutions. The next stage is the stage of rest. And there we talked about the rest of God. Then the stage after that is a stage of fruitfulness. And then after that, you have the stage, the fifth stage of multiplication and dominion. Now, these are the five stages. And today I want to go into that stage of rest. You will notice something as I'm going on, that one stage begets the other. Do you get my point? It's a completion of one stage that leads you into another one. And in life, you don't define your stages. Let me just say that. That is, you are not the one that will say, this stage must start now and end now. You just discover that it has ended and you have automatically stepped into the next one. That's just the way it works. And one gives birth to the other. The only thing that you can do to affect these seasons is to cooperate with them, therefore quickly bringing one to an end so that another one can start. The only way you can do it is to do the right things in that season. That is, if a man is plotting out in business, do you get my point? If you don't settle down, or you are going out as a young woman into marriage, and you don't settle down and get the wisdom for salvation, what will happen is that you will start out in business, you will start out in marriage, you will start in academics, and quickly collapse, thereby returning you back to the place where you're supposed to be. You will now look at your errors and begin to found a new foundation for yourself again. And that is a problem you should avoid by simply cooperating with each season. Now, I said the next stage after that is the stage of the rest of God, like the stage of rest. What happens here actually is that you get to a particular position in life in which you allow God to work. I want to talk about that rest thing today. Rest is very important. The rest of a man is the time that God works in his life. If you read Psalm 127, you will notice that he said, except the Lord builds a house, the labor in vain who build it, that if God does not guard a city, the security man keeps awake only in vain. He said, it's vain for you to rise up early, to retire late, thereby eating the bread of painful labors. He said, because God gives to his beloved even while he sleeps. That is, even while that man is sleeping, God gives to him. I need to underscore this fact. There are things that God cannot do for you in life except you go to rest. And in fact, if you don't learn that principle of rest, you prevent God from really, really bringing you to the point of exceeding fruitfulness. Because God does not allow people to take his glory. It is so important. You remember the story of Gideon. When God was going to use Gideon to liberate the Israelites from the bondage of the Midianites, Gideon gathered thousands of soldiers, but God reduced them by different methods to 350 so that he would know that it was God that delivered. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? It is so important that is when you are going out in life, you must enter the position of rest. What is that position of rest? It is that one in which you have had a word from God, the wisdom for your salvation, your breath from heaven, and you have been tested as you are trying to hold on to it. And as a result of this testing, this is the interesting part, it gets to a point that you almost give up. Notice what I'm saying here. It appears actually that you are giving up. That is a position of rest. As long as you give up does not mean that you have now begun to do things the way of everybody else. It does not mean that you have now gotten to a point in which you say that everybody said do it like this that time. I did not do it. Look at how I'm suffering now. No, you get to a point in which you say, God, if you don't bless me, let me not be blessed. But I will not depart away from doing the righteousness I have learned. That is a position of rest. Do you get my point? If they tell you that the business is about to collapse, you say, let it collapse. There's nothing I can do. I have done all that I am supposed to do, and I don't know anything else I'm supposed to do that I have not done. Therefore, if it's going to collapse, then I know it is God that is causing it to collapse. If it is prayer, I have prayed. If it is prophecy, I have prophesied over it. If it is going after my business diligently, I have done that. If it is doing righteously, I have done it as much as I know to do. Therefore, if the business wants to collapse after this, then let it collapse. Are you getting what I'm going to say? Now, when a man gets to that particular point, God now realize that this man is really serious about letting me bless him. Because in life, let me explain this to you. If you don't get to that position, God will not be able to correct your mistakes. Because as a human being, you will make mistakes. If you go and read in 2 Samuel chapter 6, what happened when David decided to go and bring the Ark of God back to Jerusalem from where the Philistines had sent it after they captured it from Saul's army? What happened was that David decided to put the Ark of God upon the new cart he had made, and that cart was being drawn by oxen. Now, that was against the order of God. That was not God's principle. God had to show that to David, that what you are doing is not right. The way by which God expected the Ark to be carried was on the shoulders of the priests. Now, the method by which God was going to use to give this correction to David was that the oxen stumbled and the Ark was about to fall. Now, Uzzah made a mistake, and the mistake was that he was not ready to enter into rest and let God do what he wants to do. Now put forth his hand to support the ark so that the ark would not fall. Therefore, God killed him. Now, there are many reasons we can look at for why God killed Uzzah. One of them is that a layman like him was not supposed to touch the ark of God, but it's another deeper truth than that. And that is the fact that God was bringing correction to them, and Uzzah wanted things to keep on working because this is how we have always done it. That is, we have come far. We have carried this ark from a far place to where we are right now. Why should he fall at this particular point in time? That is the life of a man that's not walking in rest before God. There was something Bishop David Oyedepo said sometime ago. He said that God spoke to him once that whatever you have invested in doing wrong, the moment I show you that what you are doing is wrong, take your hands off and lose your whole investment. That don't even try to save it. Do you get what I'm trying to say here? The problem we have a lot of times in life is that we are trying to save the investment into error. My little bit of knowledge of these boys that we call 419, what they have done, I have noticed that one of the ways by which they catch the people that they steal from is that the man looks at it like this. They will tell the man, much to gain, little to lose. The man has lost $10,000 today. They tell him, bring another $5,000. And he considers the fact that he had already spent $10,000 towards getting this $2 million. How much is $5,000? He puts another one. And that keeps on increasing. And that is the principle of life, and that what sends him into further bondage. He's not ready to take loss. It's so important in life we are ready to take loss. Do you understand my point? You see, God said that if you have lost anything, I am able to restore double back to you as long as you pull back from pursuing after your loss. Do you understand what I'm going to say here? That is the position of rest that you must get to in life. There are different ways by which you can get into that position. You can get there by learning, by listening to what I'm saying, or you will get there by difficulty. Do you understand my point? But if you are one that loves God, you must get there. What do I mean by getting there by difficulty? You will try every way, you will fail. Because of the righteousness of your heart, God will keep on blocking you until you enter the position of rest. Let me explain what I'm trying to say further. And I want to use a very popular example, the story of the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship International, the founder thereof, Demos Shakarian, who has gone on to be with the Lord now. When he first had the vision for this fellowship, what he noticed was that most of the church activities in his time was dominated by women, and he wondered where the men went, and he realized that one of the problems was that the men were not being ministered to. So he had a wisdom for salvation, like we have been discussing. That is a new idea to start not another denomination, but a group of people that could encourage themselves in their everyday walk with God. Are you getting my point? Beautiful idea. It was a wisdom for his salvation. Then he began to try. He tried to build a thing, and it refused to be built. Finally, one day, he gave up and said, "This thing is not working. I am ready to let it go now." And that particular night, he had a vision. And what God was trying to tell him is that you have been trying to power this thing by your strength. You had used your connections. You had used your money. You had used everything you had to make sure it worked. But now the thing has refused to work. You have now entered into the position of rest, in which if it does not work, let it collapse. Then God now stepped in. And immediately people began to make phone calls to him. The fellowship began to grow. People were donating money. People were donating equipment. People began to cooperate with him to bring this thing to reality. And then the fellowship began to grow in such a dimension that he knew it could not have been his power. Let me explain this to you. The way you get a result is the way you will sustain it. And if God wants you to live long in life, he ensures that your results don't come out of your struggle. Otherwise, you will struggle till you die. Do you get my point? That is, your results must come from having done the right things. I need to say this again. You will see that the Bible says in Genesis chapter 1 into chapter 2 that on the seventh day, after God had created everything, that God rested from his works. Now, you and I know that God did not rest because he was tired. God rested from his works. That is, he had finished everything that he had to do. But you see, he wanted the whole earth filled with everything he had created, but the earth was not yet filled. Essentially, what he had was the garden and a bit of stuff around the garden, and he placed the man in the garden. Do you follow my point? After creating the vegetations, the animals, the man, after each one, what he will do, go and read Genesis chapter 1, is that he will bless them. Now, that blessing is the empowerment to succeed. That is, God empowers them to succeed with a word. He said, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it." Now, that is the energy that will make them produce real tangible results in their lives. Now, after God had done all of this, the Bible said on that seventh day, he now rested from his works. What he was saying is that I have done everything that is necessary. Now we use GSM phones. Now we have high performance cars. Did God make GSM phones? No. Did God make high performance cars? No. But what did he do? He put everything that was necessary for making all these things into the earth. By the time he put Adam in there, all those things were in there. What was he telling Adam? If you want a GSM phone, I will give you wisdom for salvation. With that wisdom, you will mine all the minerals necessary, you will process them, you will assemble them, and you will build your networks and your phones will begin to work. If you want a car, I will show you how, because the Bible says that he has hidden sound wisdom for the upright. What God gives is wisdom. Look, what God gives you to make your life tangibly successful is wisdom. There is nothing new under the sun. There is nothing that you will use that was not there before you came onto the scene. But the difference between you and other people is that God will give you the ability to use what you know is there. Do you get my point? The ability to make discoveries is called wisdom for salvation. And that's all that God used to give Adam. Listen, the earth was without form and void. What God did was to use wisdom to bring order out of it. If you go and read the book of Proverbs, wisdom was declaring. He said, "I was with him when he was laying the foundations of the earth." Do you get my point? That is, if you are living in Nigeria, you are living in any situation, you are living in your family, and in all of these situations, there's a lot of disorder. God said, there is nothing new that you need more than wisdom. There is a kind of word I will give to you, and that will bring fruit into your life. Are you getting what I'm trying to say here? What did God do with Adam? He placed Adam there and said, "From now, what I will be giving you is wisdom." And the way Adam was supposed to get that wisdom was by eating of the tree of life. Are you getting my point? If he had eaten of the tree of life, he would have had an inexhaustible access to the wisdom of God, and he would have created anything on this earth. Now, so when God rested from his works, he did not rest because he was tired. He rested because he had put everything in place. And in the same manner, the Bible says that we must labor to enter into God's rest. Do you get my point? He said, because anyone who has entered into his rest, he has ceased from his own works. It means that things will begin to work by itself. That place I keep on referring to, Mark chapter 4. Let me quickly read it. Jesus said, this is the principle. The kingdom of God is like a man who casts seed upon the soil. And he goes to bed at night and gets up by day, and the seed sprouts and grows. How he himself does not know. The soil produces crops by itself. First the blade, then the head, then the mature grain in the head. But when the crop permits or has become mature, he immediately puts in the sickle because the harvest has come. What are I trying to say here? He said the results in his life, the results in the adventure of planting and farming that this man was involved in did not come by the man's effort, but the man first had to do something. What was it that he did? He went and he cast his seed upon the soil, and then he went to sleep. That is, he did what was necessary. As we know from the principle of farming, first thing that this man did was to till the earth and put the thing inside. What we are saying is that he set the theoretical basis, like we said earlier, during the time of sitting down and counting, for the way by which his business will go on. And then he went and rested. And then God said, from now on, I can take off. I can now do what I want to do. He now commanded the earth, and the earth began to produce. You will see that the principle by which the earth produces is by virtue of the words that are spoken to it. Go and read Genesis chapter 1 again. When God wanted crops from the earth, he said, let the earth bring forth. Do you get my point? God spoke to the earth. What was he saying here, therefore? It was the words that have been spoken to this earth that caused the man's seed to germinate. I don't know whether you're getting what I'm going to say. That is, what did the man do? The man did his own duty and went to rest. That's what I'm trying to emphasize. But before you can enter the position of rest, you must have done your duty. Are you getting my point? You must do what is your duty. Let me explain something in life. There is a principle of getting results that I'm emphasizing all of these things. It is God that gives increase. Paul said it like this. Paul planted, Apollos watered, God gave the increase. See, anytime God wants to do something on the earth, he has two portions to it. One is a portion for the human beings to do. And once they have done that, they now offer up a prayer to God and they leave the rest. Are you getting my point? For example, a few weeks ago, we concluded our series of discussions on what we called generating spiritual energy for the redemption of a nation. Now, I said, it is not as if we will sit down in one grand national conference and all of us will come to an agreement on how to save God and our nation will prosper. No. God said, that one is my part to do. I refer to something that one of the American presidents said. He said he has found out that the progress of a nation, the development of a people, appears to have a force behind it beyond the natural. That it appears like there is a spiritual force in the air that pushes them in a particular direction. And that's why we talked about generating spiritual energy for the redemption of a nation. So what's God saying there? That this is the way it is. This is your part to do. One, repent of your ways, those that are called by my name. Repent of the ways that are not my ways and begin to do my ways. That is one. He said, number two, begin to offer prayers to me that I will do something in your land. And number three, begin to give me words with which I will work on your behalf. That is, wake up in the morning and declare that goodness and mercy will be upon my land. After that, rest. If one political party quarrels against another, don't change your words. Do you get my point? If one governor is impeached, another one is reinstated, don't change your words. If armed robbers operate at noon on your streets, don't change your words. If police kill all the armed robbers in town, don't change your words. Whichever way things go, good or bad, don't change your words. Because it is a battle of words. Do you get my point? That Satan is giving you cause to speak negatively, but God is giving you a commandment to speak positively. Notice the difference. Satan is giving you the reason to speak negatively, but God is giving you a command without any explanation to speak positively. That is the difference between the things of God and the things of Satan. Satan will try to show you the environment why what he's saying is right. Can't you see the giants in the land? Measure your height. How do you match them? You are like grasshoppers in their eyes and you can see it. God said, I am not going to give you any other explanation than I am with thee. Therefore, you can take the land. Are you getting my point? That is the position of rest. The position in which you have done your best and you have left the rest. What is your best? The things that God has commanded you to do. If it is a business, you have set up a proper structure for your business. You have set up a proper accounting system. You have made up your mind, these are the products we want to inject into the market. And we have set up another by which we are going to follow it. As we get inspiration, as we get more insight, we improve. But upon the ones we know right now, we operate. And every day we offer up a prayer to God. That's why God said to Moses, he said, say to Aaron and to his sons, thus you will bless the children of Israel. You will say to them, Numbers chapter 6, the Lord bless thee, the Lord keep thee, the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, the Lord lift his countenance upon you, you know, and give you peace. He said, when you do that, what you are doing is that you are invoking my name upon the sons of Israel, and then I will bless them. You know what that means? That I will bless them. Their work will become productive. The things that they do will begin to succeed. So in the same manner, you as a child of God, you are a priest of God. You have the responsibility to utter those words upon your business. Like I do in my family, I utter those words upon my wife even when she's sleeping, upon my children when they are sleeping. I will put a hand on each one and say, the Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, the Lord kill all diseases from you, the Lord give strength to your arms. Are you getting my point? The Lord causes you to succeed in all that you do. Listen, it is not the things you do physically that bring results in your life. I'm talking about the position of rest. And I mentioned it earlier, that God is the one that blesses. Don't ever forget this thing. That is, it's God that gives reward or results in your life. What he just says is that you will do your part of this assignment. So, I think about it. For example, God commanded that the father that loves his son chastises him. Therefore, in obedience to the commandment of God, I discipline my children. Now, you see, you cannot say because you are beating this child, the child will turn out well. There are children that have been disciplined, but because of the iniquity in the hearts of their father, the children still turn out wrongly. Are you getting what I'm going to say here? You know, I said something at the beginning, that these principles we're talking about is not principle that every Tom, Dick, and Harry use. You just have to make up your mind at the beginning that I want blessing from God. So God said, okay, I am set to bless you. So what I want you to do is discipline your child. I will make him a good child. Only God can give the increase. I don't know whether you're getting my point. Therefore, an ungodly man, an ungodly woman, an unrighteous person who decides to learn the principles that we are talking about without first committing himself or herself to the Lord Jesus Christ as master over his life, he's not going to get anything because it is God that gives increase. Do you get my point? So in everything in life, actually, you will do your portion. It is a sign of your faith in God. Then that releases the hand of God to do something for you. Talk about this children as an example. You instruct your children in the ways of God. It's an instruction that God has given you. Are you getting my point? You teach them the divine order is the instruction that God has given you. But listen, the guarantee that they will follow it is that God blesses those words. Listen, in life, methods don't work. It is the blessing of God that works. But when the blessing of God is about to work, it works upon the methods that he has set down. Are you getting my point? Listen, it's like rain. You cannot use any method to make rain fall. God sets seasons for rain, and he says, if I want to bless people, I pour rain upon them. If I don't want to bless them, I withhold my rain. No matter the principle of agriculture they want to use, if I say they will not be fruitful, they will not be fruitful. Are you following my point? So I'm explaining this. So this is the position of rest. You have done everything you know to do, and you have offered your prayer to God, and you say, if it collapses, let it collapse. Do you get my point? Let me explain this. This is not being careless in life. And it is not being fatalistic. What you are saying is that I have indeed committed my ways unto the Lord. Are you getting my point? If you do that, having done your own part, then you have entered into the rest of God. Then you will see God begin to move on your behalf. You don't have to make too many phone calls. There are times people will call you, people you never knew, and they will say, somebody said we should call you, that you are the best for this business, and you don't even know the person. If I say this, it might shock some people. If it is necessary for angels to physically appear and direct people to your house, they will. What are you talking about? Listen, how did Cornelius find Peter? An angel appeared to Cornelius and told Cornelius, send for Peter. Look, if it is necessary, God will do it. Listen, it is not the people you run out up and down after that will bless you. The Bible says that God commanded the blessing from Mount Hermon. He was talking about blessings are commanded. The position of rest is a place you must get to. Let me summarize it because my time is fast spent. I'm about to close now. By reading this story, now it's something that happened when the men of David were fighting. 2 Samuel chapter 10. There, you see the Ammonites and the Syrians were fighting against the soldiers of David. Joab and Abishai, his brother, were in command. And Joab made a statement to Abishai. It said in verse 11, if the Syrians are too strong for me, then you shall help me. But if the sons of Ammon are too strong for you, then I will come to your help. Verse 12 says, be strong and let us show ourselves courageous for the sake of our people and for the cities of our God. And may the Lord do what is good in his sight. Are you getting the point there? That is, we cannot force the hands of God. What we can do is to do what he has commanded us to do and do it with the love of God in our hearts and the love for our brethren. He said, we'll be strong, show ourselves courageous for the sake of our people and for the cities of our God. After that, God will begin to do his own work. And whatever we see as results is a pleasure of God that is being done. Do you understand what I want to say? That is a position you must get to in life before you can ever hope to see fruits that you will enjoy. It is so important we understand this. It is a gift of God. If you are going to enjoy fruit in life, it must be because God is giving it to you. Solomon said, moreover, that every man who eats and drinks sees good in all his labor. It is the gift of God. You cannot strive to get it. What you can do is do what is right. Do you get my point? We have said that there are five phases. Up to this point, I have spoken about three. Number one, there is a stage of sitting down and counting. And as a result of that stage, you come out with what is called wisdom for salvation. And then you begin to try to use what God has given you as your own wisdom, your own method for breakthrough, for outstanding success in life. And the first thing you meet is that second stage, which is this trial of your faith. And that must never discourage you. That should be a sign to you that you are heading in the right direction. Do you get my point? I like one thing Oswald Chambers said in one of his books. He said, the fact that there is peace and tranquility in a place does not mean Satan is not in charge. Are you getting my point? He said, the Bible says that when the strong man keeps his goods are undisturbed. Do you get my point? That is, the fact that you are being disturbed shows that you are steering the stream. You get my point? Everybody is at peace because they are all in bondage to Satan. That is, God wants to bring something new out. Is the reason why you are beginning to have troubles. Are you getting my point? I'm explaining that the fact that you're having troubles do not at all indicate that God is not with you. But you must learn to endure. The strength of the vision which you saw, the strength of the wisdom of salvation will keep you, if you really believe it, through the times of trial. And the child that does not die will of a necessity become an adult. Therefore, when you have imbibed this, one, from the word, and number two, from the experiences of life, when you have tried and you have also failed, do you understand my point? When you have called those that you know and they have disappointed you, you too will learn that it is vain to trust in mankind whose breath is in his nostrils. Do you get my point? That it is God that gives success. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is, some trust in chariots, others trust in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. The Bible says that safety is of the Lord. When you have imbibed this truth and you have held on to the righteousness of God, you now say, let the Lord do what is good in his sight. You are not holding on to anything. They say, what if your business collapses? Then it has collapsed in God, then it will rest in peace. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But God will not let that happen, except he has something tremendously bigger for you. There are times that things collapse in your life because God wants to open your eyes to greater things. There are people who were sacked from their jobs, and that was the reason they founded the business that brought them forth to prominence. In the jobs they were working, they did not employ anybody. They were employees themselves. But now, they are employers of thousands because somebody sacked them. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Sometimes the way up is first down. Do you understand the principle? And that's the way it works in life. You must never be discouraged. It is in your position of rest that God can really work. It is in your position of rest that God can really bless you. It is when your heart has rested and you have spoken against the princes of this age, you have spoken against the spirit that's controlling everybody that's in this world, and you have said that even if you claim that you are going to throw me into the fiery furnace, the Lord is able to deliver me, and he shall deliver me. And if he does not even deliver me, then I will die in peace. But I will not bow down to your gods. God said, if I find 10 righteous people like that in the land, I will most certainly redeem that nation. Do you get the point I make there?
You have just listened to a radio message by Pastor Banky. More of this and other messages are available from our website, kwm.com.ng or pastorbanky.org. To contact us, especially to let us know how much this has been a blessing to you, please write us at radiosermons@gmail.com or pastor@kwm.com.ng. Do not forget to do your part in spreading the kingdom of God by sharing this message with someone else. Thank you for listening, and may the fruit of this word blossom in your life.